November 19th, 2005, it's the Wyatt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
Thank you. ャズメンはよくクラシック音楽からの影響を受けていると言われていますけれども、ジョン・コルトレーンの場合はいかがでしたでしょうか。
Classical music.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I may be wrong on this. The term classical music, in my opinion, means to me. I think this it means the music of a country that is played on the by the composers and musicians of the country, more or less, than the as opposed to the.Music that the people dance or sing by,、the popular music.、And I don't know, what do you think about it? Do you agree with that?
Well, that's fine, but...
So, in other words, I mean, there are classical musics all over the world, different types of classical music.、And I don't know if I'm correct on this, but that's the way I feel about it. And as far as...The types of music that if you would ask me what we are playing, and to go beyond what I've said already, I feel it is the music of just an individual contributor. And if you wanted to name it anything, you could name it a classical music.
And Christian said that Sonny Rollins.And Ornette Coleman, that's already asked in that interview, and Roland Clark and MJ Cuomo that you just quoted, and also the Charlie Mingus. I just named it. Lots of musical players, but say some comment about Sonny Rollins playing.
A comment on Sonny Rollins? Well, he's a wonderful instrumentalist and musician.
I see. Ornette Coleman, you mentioned some words great or something, but if you have another comment about it.
Well, I said he was a great leader.
Leader.
Yes. And this is, to me, is a, that's a great thing to be.
I see. Well, this is a little bit ordinary relationship, but Roland Clark.
Well, he's another great instrumentalist.
Also, MJQ.
That's a very good quartet.
Also.And lastly, the Charlie Mingus.
I admire his work.
My work, yeah. Well, how's about the Miles Davis?
Well, he was a teacher.
Well, and then also, they got some of the so-called instrumental technique from Miles Davis.
I didn't quite understand.
Did you get to be some teaching or instrumental technique from Miles?
Well, there are things I learned from Miles. It's hard to put them into words, but there are things of the musician needs to know. And then you can hear it, although it's hard for me to put it into words. But on hearing it, I sometimes can try to bring it out in myself. I learned quite a bit there. Yes, I have it, and you would like to know the answer to this. Well, I don't feel there's an answer to this. I think that it's just, it is either thing that the person who doesn't understand will understand in time, or upon repeated listening, or it's a thing that he never will understand. And, that's the way it is. There are many things in life we don't understand.
Right.
And we go on anyway. There's nothing I've done with him. I didn't do anything with him.
Well, I see.
I played with him, but we didn't. Well, I haven't had much leisure time in the last 15 years.
Last
15 years. I haven't had much leisure time. When I get any, I'm usually so tired, so I just go somewhere and just lay around, for 2 weeks, or if I can get 2 weeks. And most of the time, my mind's still on music.
But then, recently, we have great, so-called, the flashing things down in the Southern Asia, so-called Vietnam War. Do you have some comment about this war?
About the Vietnamese War?
Yes.
Well, I dislike war, period. So therefore, as far as I'm concerned, it should stop. It should have been stopped. And any other war. Now, as far as to say to understand the issues behind it. I don't understand them well enough to be able to tell you just how this could be brought about.
Uh-huh.
But I only know that it should stop.
Uh-huh. And one more related question about this war. Among your people, another white one, do they have a special comment or a special opinions about this Vietnam War among your people?
Well, if so, I don't think a consensus has been made on it. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't know if any has been made.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't talk much, you know, but uh-huh. You got me talking, man, for hours I've been talking, and I'm not a talker. But I thought about this question after I'd answered it the best I could, and I felt that I didn't tell him. Uh-huh. What I didn't tell him was what I really wanted to. But he felt that I was Christian.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I am by as far as birth, or my mother was,
mm-hmm.
and my father was, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And my early teachings were mm-hmm. the Christian faith.
Mm-hmm.
And as upon now, as I look out upon the world, and it's always been a thing with me, to feel that all men know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
See?
I see.
And so therefore I've always felt that even though a man was not a Christian, mm-hmm. he still had to know the truth some way.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he was a Christian, he could know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could not. It's according to whether he knew the truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth itself mm-hmm. doesn't have any name on it to
right.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And each man has to find this for himself, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I would, I tell you. I believe that our men are to mm-hmm. are here to grow
mm-hmm.
themselves into the full, into the best good that they can be. At least this is what I want to do, and you know, this is my belief, that we are supposed to, well, I'm supposed to grow to the best good that I can get to. And when I, as I, as I'm going there, becoming this, and when I become, if I ever become, if this will just come out of the horn. So whatever it's gonna, whatever that's going to be, that's what it will be. I'm not in, so much interested in trying to say what it's going to be. I don't know.
Mm.
But I just hope, I realize that mm. good can only bring good.
Self-cultivating.
Right.
Yeah, would you please recommend us in terms of recorded music? What do you suggest?
My music?
Yes.
The music that I like best, or the music that I have recorded.
Yes, you have recorded it. That's the point.
The music that I've recorded mm-hmm. that I like best.
What are they?
That I know. That I know.
You know, there are lots of recorded music that you recorded, but
probably don't know.
Recorded music.
I don't know. I know. It's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this, some of the best hasn't been recorded. the recordings well, always, you know, recordings always make you just a little bit, you tighten up, you know.
Otherwise, say, a Japanese son says, oh, well, Mr. John Coltman said, there is no best recorded. Well, well, what's the ranks comes out? Well.
If we have time, well, yeah, I'd like to see some of the temples, and I'd like to hear some Japanese music, you know, some of the classical. What is this instrument, the kaori or the
koto?
Koto. I'd like to hear some of this. And I'd like to maybe go to some rural areas to see some of the traditional.
Well, you mentioned one thing, that koto.
Koto, yeah.
Mm. Roland Clark stopped in Japan and bought the Nagoya Chalmers, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, he bought one. Yeah, I want to go to the music store and see what I can what I can find, you know.
I see. This is the advertisement.
Well, it's, I feel that I guess this is more of a spiritual reason than any other reason in my, with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I find that it causes me to be much calmer
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Person, you mm-hmm. know, and the nerves, you know, mm-hmm. not much.
Ah,
yes, karma, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Oh, really? If you try to...
That's for me. I don't know if it'd be the same with everybody, you see. But this I found out. In my own experiments, I found this out.
Mm-hmm.
And I have less trouble, you know, mm-hmm. being in command of my passions and emotions mm-hmm. and so forth. And my body has less mm-hmm. work to do mm-hmm. in grinding this food up. So therefore, I have more energy to...
Oh, I see. Mm, that's a real gratitude. That's helped me too much. Well, I'm skinny enough and then
you got to get some milkshakes. No, well, I want to get like you, see. If I get like you, I don't think I got too much of this on here, man.
Well, that's great. I just forgot about the Japanese fans. Can you hold some comment to the Japanese modern jazz fans through this microphone? Say hello.
Well, hello, and thank you, and we're glad to be here, and we hope to see you and play for you.
Well, thank you very, very much for a great interview with
you,
John Coltrane.
Thank you.
That was John Coltrane in Japan, 1966. His last tour. Before that, we had Peace on Earth from that tour. I guess here we go. It was Shinjuku Koshi Nenkin Hall, Tokyo. July 11, 1966.
I saw.
And in this interview following it was soon after. Here, John Coltrane in his own words. Talking about stuff. Here you go, Brother Matt. How are you doing?
Arigato.
Yeah.
Very good, thank you. So getting ready for some holiday jams and
Brazil.
And in Brazil.
Springtime in Brazil.
Cool.
Although it's like springtime here in Pedro.
Yeah, it's bitchin' Indian summer style, huh?
And Santa Ana winds, dry and warm.
Little beach weather.
We got fire situation in the middle of November.
Good day to be at the beach.
Yeah, I've been paddling in a very warm.
How's the water temps?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been out in the kayak. But usually, I got a paddle to keep warm. And no problem with this weather. Same with the paddling. Pretty warm. I don't know what the rest of the country's like. Probably first snows and stuff. We have it calm here in Cali.
Plenty of people out cruising.
Oh, yeah. Today here.
And running. Running
town,
and cruising.
The Pleasure Point. There's a bunch of jogging going on. I don't know what it's about.
Sick.
It's hard to find parking. Last night I played in Orange County. Some Irish pub thing called Fitzgerald's. The sound was toy PA and... But the Orange County kids, people there, they really need to play for.
Yeah, I bet they got that whole orange curtain thing wrapped around them, and a lot of people got to break loose.
Yeah, and it's hard for them to have consistent club scene, or it's always opening somewhere and closing. This place was on a strip mall and Huntington Beach. And it was a trippy thing. I could have played a lot better. But, there's going to be another gig I can make up. In fact, next two gigs are with Stooges in Brazil. And then I come back and another jam. What I'm trying to do is, like, once a month play with Buddy Mark here at Pedro.
Oh, cool. Grounds. Cool, nice.
Yeah.
That's a really cool little thing you guys got going. I dug it down there.
Yeah, a little improvised thing. And then a couple weeks later, Toverman Settlement House benefit that me and Kara always do.
Uh-huh.
Dave there at the coffee house putting on another dealio. I play a lot. I think 9 or 10 gigs in December.
Here in town or all together and all over the world?
Yeah, they're all in California, but the last three I know up north. New Year's Eve's in Mendocino.
Oh, right, right.
San Francisco, Dos in Oakland, Fairfax by San Rafael. Open for the Germs next week, or 2 weeks, December 3rd, the 25th anniversary of their last gig. Three-fourths of them, the actor guy. Don Bowles wrote me an email asking me to critique the thing I saw a couple weeks ago. You know, they were really good, but yeah, there was something. I seen it twice, the first time they did it last year, and the kid was a little better that the first time. The actor, singer. I mean, it's a hard thing to step into, I can
imagine. Yeah.
Darby was very unique, singular person. And there's another second man gig, one more, I think, for Josh Bargan Music's birthday at De Piazza's.
Oh, cool.
And then I think that'll be it for the second man. I start up with Raul and Tom Watson.
Cool.
There's some other stuff too. Hell Right, I think, 14 Below. Play a lot in December. And then January, beginning of Feb, I'll be Australia, New Zealand with Stooges.
Oh, sweet.
So it'd be summertime.
Yeah, nice.
Because the equator. It's been 10 years. It's a festival called the Big Day Out. And I did one 10 years ago with Porta Papyrus. So that's a loop.
Cool.
Looping on that.
And it's been a while. I remember going to a Halloween show at the Mayan, checking out Porta Papyrus.
That's one of the last ones.
That was a long time ago.
Maybe it was the last one.
Yeah, it went fast.
Where I was in a mouse suit. I think it was Halloween. Peter was in a surgeon get-up. He just had surgery for cancer. Pulled through it.
Good job.
Yeah, Peter's a beautiful guy. Yeah, last night at the gig. Played great. He went into the pit.
Yeah.
Ended up on the deck. But still had the guitar. Perkins had no mics. I think maybe a kick drum mic. He had to, like, just pound the whole.
Yeah, he
filled the room with pounding. Yeah, that was. You know, but you worked the room. Like I said, the folks who came were great. And the cat who owned the pad, it was funny, before the gig out there with equipment on the sidewalk, sort of like 14 Below, where you can't really go in, there's no backstage. So, and he's got t-shirts for his club, you know, and Mac Daddy was standing next to me. You know him from the Watt BBS and stuff. He's a taper, he comes to a lot of gigs, cool people, teacher during the daytime. And yeah, he's standing next to me, and the guy gives him the t-shirt, you know, I guess he thought I was his dad. Then after the gig, the guy comes up to me and realizes I was in the band, gives me a shirt. I can imagine. A lot of people, and that happened to D. Boone a lot, too, they just didn't register that, yeah, this guy could be in the band.
It's all right. Undercover.
Yeah, incognito.
Stealth mode.
I think that's what GEI stand for. My name, that germs out. Incognito, because they will be in band from clubs. So they called their band GEI, Germs Incognito. It was a DC band called GEI, but it was a
government issue. Yeah, D. Boone was classic for that, because you would
never
expect him to be
in
the...
In fact, if I had a bouncer sometimes pull him off the stage, you know, we're about to start the gig, like, what are you doing up there? Not realizing he's in the band. That's okay. That's okay, you know. Like stealth.
Yeah.
So maybe a little easier to blow the minds. And we're supposed to have John Jones on the... show today from Urinals, but couldn't make it. We're going to have him on a future show. He was a big inspiration for D. Boone and Minuteman. His band Urinals with Kevin and Kel. But he's way up in Pasadena, so we got to organize things ahead of time. We'll get him on board. And, of course, Jack Brewer has been soliciting. You know, I asked him, but he had to go to NorCal.
So
that'll be later in the loop, too. Oh, yeah, I told you that the show's now available podcast-wise.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So.
Whole new way to.
And you don't need an iPod. They're just MP3 files. You can bring them down to your pewter and put them on a CD or listen to them from the pewter, but you just don't have to stream.
Cool.
And soon we'll have the 24/7 connect, too, with the show. So it won't be just weekends. But much respect to Bill and Eric up at SiteWorks. They've been righteous people to us for helping us make this show available to you folks.
Keeps evolving.
Yeah, I think we're up to 93 now.
Getting up there.
Yeah.
Centennial edition.
Centennial will be coming up probably, I don't know, beginning of the year or so. But it's been fun, all of them.
Yeah.
It's been a few years now, huh?
May 2001, I think, was the first one.
Wow, so over 5 years. 4 years. 4.5 years.
Flies.
Wow.
Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like bananas.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, too, about... well, I already did tell you off the air, but... somebody's... this MySpace.com.
Oh, right,
where
right.
People have pages, and some there's a Mike Watt thing. But
weird.
It ain't me. This guy says he's me, and it's a weird form of identity theft or something. I appreciate the guy giving me recognition or whatever, but why doesn't he tell people it's him and not me? And I think it's MySpace.com/man-in-the-van. And I was alerted to it by somebody because they were asking me, you know, why don't you write me back? You know, I write you. And I said, you know, I didn't even know.
Wow, what a trip.
The guy, and I went on there, and I could tell all these capitals he uses. Michael David Watt uses my middle name, everything.
Wow.
Very strange. It's a Minutemen one, too, but the guy don't claim to be in the Minutemen.
What a trip.
Yeah, I've never been there. I heard Rupert Murdoch own MySpace, and they own all the content that you put on there, and so I've shied away from stuff like that. But people want to connect to something. I guess there's always a way around.
My friends, all those
nightmare.
Different things, yeah. Join a club.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a catch, right? People want to not do a good turn on that. So... but the idea of going on and impersonating somebody, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's trippy. There was a brother, Matt, a few years ago.
Yeah.
Contacted me. He even lived in Pedro. He was a younger dude. He said he was the Christian, he was the Howard Stern of Christian radio. And I said, well, I'm Brother Matt of Pedro. And then he, like, put this little challenge up, you know, like, I always figured... it was possible that it would happen someday. Cross tracks with someone with the same name. John Smith. Happened to him all the time.
Oh, yeah. Or,
you know, but then he started getting off like, well, when did you first get called? You know, it turned out I was like about probably before he was born, I think. But I invited him to Busy Bee. I broke palm sale by Busy Bee Sandwich going because I thought it'd be a trip to meet him. But he ends up lightening up on his attitude, and but he never took me up on a sandwich to meet up face to face. The brother Matt
cowardice.
Showdown.
Yeah, he got blown down at the showdown. Here's Coffee Brown from Sisters in the Pitch. She sent me some of her solo stuff.
Cool.
Watt from Pedro show. Thank you. from Pedro show. Okay, I screwed up there. I reversed things. That was Coffee Brown right there with Mind Traveling.
Yeah, that's cool, too.
For
Love Warrior.
Love Warrior CD. He sent me a bunch of stuff.
Very cool stuff.
And we actually, before her, we heard Jimi Hendrix with Moon Turned the Tides Gently Away. Jimi Hendrix, some rare acoustic stuff I found. Good to hear Jimmy play.
Yeah.
Acoustic. There's some stuff on there where he's just working out tunes and stuff, such. I'll get to more of that later on future shows. Whole bunch of Jimmy.
Bitches.
Some guy's donating his best of tons of bootlegs he's got.
That's cool.
We're at the end here of the first hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Hang tight for, what's the date? I should say that. November 19th, 2005. Hang tight for hour two. November 19th, 2005. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. We'll be right back.
One, two, three, four.
I wrote a really great song today about being 31 and moving to L.A. Off the tracks and off the car, my baggage barely fit in the car. It was about the star at the top of the stairs, but I ain't famous and you don't care. We played a really great gig last night, covered Venus and Bird beneath the pale blue light. Yeah, we tried to make a breakthrough there, but we ain't famous and they don't care. Well, I wanna get famous as a television plus. Me and Iggy collect the Chinese drugs. Days on the bus and nights on drugs. I wanna get famous as dumb boy shrugs. Yeah, well, I wanna get famous and just get out of the bus. Me and Indy collecting Chinese sucks. Days on the bus and not on drugs. I wanna get famous for dumb boy drugs.
just today I'm on the fence. Saying plain Jane, chalkboard blank, poster child for dishonest.
From Pedro Show, that's the Truckee Brothers, San Diego, with I'm So, So, So. Before that, we had Cat Power with Up and Gone. Garage Dogs before that with the Dumb Boy Shrugs. Shout outs to Matt. It's got a Pettibone cover. It's pretty funny. What's it say? My girlfriend's earring or something. Some Mohawk dude. I think it's one of Raymond's earlier pieces. And we started off the second hour with King of Casual Vomit from Estelle, Irish man. What were you telling me about?
Oh, playing airport?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Casual Vomit.
I lived up by LAX and looking out the window, we see planes taking off constantly, like 2 a minute. So we made it a game to be able to deal with it. And that you had to drink a beer every time a plane took off. It would rattle the TV, plates, the windows, everything. But that was kind of too much, you know. So we made one beer was equal to 3 little cups. So every time a plane took off, you had to drink a little cup of beer. And that was still like more than 2 per minute. And the 12-pack would be gone in like just a matter of minutes between.
A lot of planes at LAX.
So you'd like just go blow foam, we used to call it. You'd go casually vomit. Your beer, because that was all we had. Pretty much
kind of Roman day. Thing.
Yeah. And just come back and keep playing.
And fill her up.
Yeah, planes didn't seem to make quite a difference after that.
You've, looked towards the east, right? Especially when dusk comes on, and you can see the planes stacked up.
Oh, man. Yeah, lined up.
Miles, miles, 10, 20 of them.
It's crazy.
So living over there, a lot of roar.
Yeah.
Also, San Diego, the club I play down there a lot, Casbah, it's down by, Lindbergh Field or something. And the planes come right over, like 80 feet above the club, and just roaring.
Yeah.
But maybe that's a good place to have a club. You know, there's people who live upstairs from it. Man, they must get jammed out.
Music lovers.
Totally. Okay. My extreme fortune and pleasure and honor. Bring aboard Brother Matt and Spin Cycle.
Cool, thank you.
You just sit around and think these things up, or does it just come to you in a flash, 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 flash. I'm just a clown who talks and never listens. I'm just a fool who's part of what is missing. It don't matter anymore. It don't matter anymore. I'm just a pain. I guess that's my mission. I'm just a fool. Got what he was wishing. It don't matter anymore. It don't matter anymore. If I fall apart and miss you, if I fail and break your heart, just walk away. It don't matter anymore. Tongue tied, me keep on talking. Tied up and keep on walking. Same old trick today. Nothing new that I keep saying. Try to go but I keep on staying. I don't know but I just get in my way. It don't matter anymore. It don't matter anymore. If I fall apart and miss you, if I fade and break your heart,
They called him a Nazi behind his back, but we know him as Ron Asher. My name is Adolf Hitler.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was the Stooges. 1973, I think Mexican City. Cock in My Pocket. Before that, we had, what do we have? Ninja Academy. Pay No Attention to the Man Behind the Man Behind the Man.
Cool tune.
Disc. Yeah. And we started off with It Didn't Matter by Volcano. Project from Kirk Kirkwood of the Meat Puppets. Got news about Chris Kirkwood in July. I guess he was released from prison. Oh. He's got a bullet in his spine, so he walks. Hard to walk. But he's come along good. He's healthy and he's jamming. His girlfriend sent out an email telling folks that's good. Word about Chris, so that's good to hear.
Cool, back on track.
Yeah, back on track. For tracks. Okay, that's it for second hour, November 19th edition, 2005 edition of Watt Pedro Show's Hold Tight for Hour 3. November 19th, 2005. It's the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's Part D of Moon Over Morocco.
Hearts are depositories of secrets. Lips are their locks, and tongues are their keys.
The sun slowly sank behind the mountains. That pure white light of dusk filled the sky, and then withdrew, and the first stars could be seen. The festival continued. It would be going on all night, and the next day, and the next night. Sunny Skies, the girl that we had met in Tangier, was beginning to come apart. In a sense, I felt sorry for her. Our opinions of who we are or how the world ought to be don't stand a chance when the music starts to take over. Jack seems to be enjoying himself.
Look at his face. He's in ecstasy. Look, is this someplace I can go to get away from this? At least for a little while?
Yeah, sure. But I better go with you. I think Jack will be okay. Don't you think so?
I guess so. Let's go.
Come on. This way. It's a steep climb, but it'll be quieter. Well, this'll do.
Oh, that's so much better. I was beginning to suffocate down there. I'm beginning to see what you mean about these people. They really are different. For a moment there, I thought I was coming apart at the seams, mentally, you know. It was like when you dream and you're being chased and you're running, but the atmosphere is so thick, so heavy, you're weighted down. Your running is slow, very slow, and it takes all your effort.
Huh. Who are you running from?
Who does anyone ever run from?
There's a saying here that unless you open every door, it is fear that hides behind all our movements.
So you think it's fear that motivates our actions, huh?
So they say.
I don't know if I'm ready for that one. But I guess it's fear that got me here. I fled from the land of the dead. Where I'm from, there's a lot of dead people walking the streets. Dead people running the governments. Their eyes. That's what got me, their eyes. When you look in their eyes, they're covered with a film. And when you look deep into their eyes, there's just a faint, dull flicker at the end of a dark tunnel. That's all that's left. The rest is dead. Some days, it got so bad I couldn't go outside. I was afraid to look people in the eyes because of the distance. The dull, thick deadness they carried and the flame so far away. And when there was a flash, a contact, we were both at such a distance from each other, there was nothing we could do. Where are you from?
Well, I've lived so many places.
Where were you born?
On a farm in Michigan.
Whereabouts?
16 miles south of Ann Arbor. A place called South Lyon. I went to a one-room school.
Yeah? How could a farm boy become an expatriate?
Well, some other time. Do you want to finish?
Finish? Oh, you mean what I was saying? Well, I just started seeing myself in all these people I couldn't stand. The greed in people, the jealousy, the envy. I saw it all in me. I saw myself in them, and I was them, and they were me. And that was more than I could take, because I couldn't do anything with what I saw. You know what I mean? It got so that everyone I saw was me. There was all that stuff in them, and that was in me. All the good, all the bad, was all me. Maybe I wasn't caught up with as much hate or prejudice or whatever as some other people, but still, it was in me. All the evil in the world, all the good in the world, all was within me. We should be getting back to Jack.
Finish.
I can't finish. It's unfinished. When you hear of a murderer and know that you, too, have the capability to murder. Maybe not another human. Maybe just a mosquito. When you see someone totally hypnotized by greed, so it hasn't taken you over completely. There it is, in you. Everything, in you. I can no longer condemn them, for they are me. It is beautiful music, isn't it? These mountains radiate a magic, don't they?
Yeah, this whole country does. Well, maybe we better check on Jack. Split up. I'll check those groups playing over that way, and, why don't you try those over there?
We'll meet back at the tent cafe?
Right.
Jack? Jack?
Oh, Sonny. Sonny, you know, I just realized something.
Yes?
All those creatures in myths and fairy tales. You know, satyrs and unicorns and fairies and centaurs and giants and dragons.
Yeah.
People are going to start seeing them again. Soon.
Maybe so.
You've seen fairies, haven't you?
A long time ago, when I was very little, I've forgotten about it.
A long time ago, we were brother and sister.
In another life?
A long time ago.
I guess I'm ready to believe anything now.
Mm-hmm. The gates will appear soon.
Look! Coming over the mountain. The moon. Mm. Oh, have you ever seen it so close? So enormous?
Of the going out before you enter.
There's a pattern here that wants to reveal itself. Is revealing itself. If only I could see it. I realize that the gate and the other world is not physical as we know, but is a mental reality. And I must fully accept that my mental reality is as real as this physical reality.
Into a trance. It looks like that.
Where is he?
Over this way. He's not here. He was standing right here, right... There he is, over there.
Where?
Over there, among those men, dancing.
Oh, my God. He's really spaced.
What do we do?
I think we'd better get him out of that circle.
Can he hurt himself?
I don't know. I've never seen a Westerner go into a trance. I didn't think it was possible.
It won't hurt him.
That's not what's bothering me.
Those knives. What are they doing?
They're going to draw their own blood and drink it. Come on, let's try to reach him. But keep clear of those blades.
He's dancing like a madman.
Well, if we can edge our way over there to the other side of the circle, we may be able to get him out of there.
It's impossible. He's moved out into the center again. We'll never reach him.
Oh, wait a minute. Mojo said there's a pattern to this thing. You see the way he moves in, then back out, then reversing again, inscribing a sort of flower petal pattern?
No, I don't.
It's symmetrical, but it doesn't unfold in a linear way. Now watch. He'll come back out about over there by that toothless guy in the blanket. Watch. There, you see?
Yes.
Okay, now watch. Can you see it? It's a bursting arabesque. A flower-like design of 18 petals, with every sixth one similar. So you see, the first, sixth, 12th, and 18th are the same movements. The second, 7th, 13th are the same, and so on. Do you see?
How does he know that?
God only knows. He may have discovered it studying those prehistoric whammy joints, but by the looks of them now, it's just coming out of them.
I think we should let him finish.
I don't know. I don't know if it makes any difference at this point. Oh, fine. Some idiot just gave him a knife. I'm gonna have to go in there and get him. My leaping into the middle of that mess was totally insane. Knife blades were flashing through the air. People were drawing long slashes across their bodies. Blood ran on the ground, and there I was, right in the bloody middle of it all. The Berbers watching were ecstatic. They'd never seen two Westerners join in the trance and were delighted by the entertainment. As I've said, they have a great sense of humor. I could see Jack ripping open his shirt, preparing to slash himself across the chest. I dove for the arm holding the knife and grabbed his wrist with all my force. As I suspected, he had become as strong as an ox. I had no idea how the hell I was going to hang on to him. I've seen dances like this when a live bull was being driven into the center of a circle. The dancers had worked themselves into such a frenzy, the bull was literally tossed into the air and then torn apart by their bare hands, ripped to pieces, and eaten. And there I was, like a rag doll being swung around on the end of his arm. I sunk my teeth into his wrist, but still he wouldn't let go. He didn't feel a thing. The musicians can bring them out of a trance just as they bring them into it. So I tried to signal to get them to change the rhythm, but they weren't about to do anything. They were enjoying themselves tremendously. It was then that I first heard the bell. I couldn't see who held it, but it was coming closer and closer. Everything seemed to slow. I could see Jack's lips moving. At first, I couldn't make out what he was saying. Then I could hear.
The Mazamuda. The Mazamuda. The Mazamuda.
I watched the knife go up, higher and higher, until I felt myself being lifted off the ground. I wasn't biting his wrist anymore. I was simply being swung through the air. For a moment, I thought I was flying. And in that instant, I wondered if they might mistake me for a bull. My own stupidity leaping into this mess was something I preferred not to remember. And then I saw it. Where it came from, I have no idea. A series of archways that seemed to stretch off, one following another, disappearing into the horizon, and then suddenly the knife left his hand. It seemed to float through the air, turning, all in slow motion. The light of the fire flashing from the steel blade, the reflection blinding my last bit of consciousness. Then there was silence.
Inscription lit by
But still the shadow remains. If I could find a way to remove that darkness, to be able to read the words, if I could just brighten the light, what words would I cover? But what are the words hiding beneath the shadow? Now I can see the gate. It beckons. But I can't. It's incomplete. I hold a key with a missing teeth. I cannot enter.
How did you get me up here?
Some men helped carry you away from there.
How many knives are stuck in me?
You didn't get cut. I don't know why.
I hate to ask this, but how did old Jack come out of it?
I don't know. I couldn't find him.
Well, he's probably all right.
The Berbers that helped carry you up here looked all over for him, but they couldn't find him anywhere.
I hope he hasn't gotten staggering off somewhere.
I don't know. Do you think he'll be safe?
No one will hurt him. I'm just concerned he doesn't hurt himself. There goes the last of the moon.
What?
And the moon is setting. Behind you.
Wow. You know, it's funny, but I've never seen a full moon set before. I didn't know that it becomes red and enormous as it nears the horizon. Just like when it's beginning to rise. There are certain moments, certain pictures, scenes. I wish I could hold in my mind forever.
Anyway, tomorrow's the full moon.
We can't stop and hold anything, can we?
You'd think the dogs back home in Tangier would be barking themselves silly this night of the full moon, wouldn't you?
I thought they kept getting louder as the moon kept getting bigger, no?
Yeah, they increase, and then on the night of the full moon, they slack off.
That's strange.
Yeah, must be the pull on the dog's libido. It starts to change at that point. The stars are nodding out, too. Wow, the sky's lighting up over there. Sun's coming.
Doesn't a planet need oxygen for fire to burn?
I have no idea what keeps the sun red. But when you see that thing coming up over the Sahara, it's one hell of a sun.
How far are we from the Sahara?
Yeah, the other side of the mountains. South. There'll be buses going back there in the morning. I take it you're ready to return to Marrakesh?
Do I look that bad?
You look amazingly fresh this morning. How do I look? Right. Let's go down to that tent cafe and get some coffee and breakfast. Yeah. Maybe we can get a bearing on this missing Mr. Flanders. Oh, I am stiff. Oh, God. God. Every bone has been bruised and battered. Oh.
Is anything broken?
I feel as though a herd of wild camels have been playing hopscotch on my ribcage.
Ah, ow.
You can lean on me.
I'm all right.
You went flying through the air, you know?
Yeah. Well, at least I didn't land on any children.
What?
They don't like foreigners to fly through the air and land on their children.
But what if it was an accident?
Nope. No good. We're not Muslims. We don't have souls. Creatures that fly through the air and flatten out their children and don't have souls are worse off than a dirty dog.
But I have a soul.
So does a shoe. Come on.
Said he saw an American get on a bus early this morning.
No, I don't think that was him.
It could have been.
And the bus wasn't going to Marrakesh. Granted, he was crazy enough to go anywhere. I have the unpleasant feeling he's out there in the rocks somewhere.
What will we do?
Beats me. Contact the authorities.
They'll look for him?
Well, maybe I'll tell him he was carrying a lot of money. Then they're sure to look for him.
He could have taken that bus to wherever it was going and then caught a bus to Marrakesh.
Yeah. I don't know.
He could be waiting at the hotel for us.
Well, he could have waited right here for us.
Have you noticed the way that man has been watching us?
They watch everyone.
He's coming this way.
You look for your friend?
You've seen him?
I see him. Then I see him no more.
Where was he when you saw him no more?
He with you.
Then you saw me trying to take the knife away last night?
I watch.
Then he knows where he is.
Or he knows where he isn't. What happened after I fell on the ground?
Friend disappear.
We know he disappeared. Where?
He tried to go to the Mazomuda.
Where's that?
Beats me. Is that near?
Eh?
Is the Mazomuda near here?
Tell me the joke.
Unfortunately, I only know the punchline.
We don't understand the joke. Comprehend what is so funny.
That's a good one.
They do have a sense of humor. But I wish I knew what was so funny. That man had the most powerful eyes I've ever seen. They were as bright as diamonds. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Well, at least I was right. Jack did climb on the bus this morning. Why are you so quiet? Cat got your tongue? You're angry because you were wrong and I was right, right? Wrong? What's wrong?
Oh, I don't know.
It's something happened to me last night. Just before I blacked out. I started to hallucinate, I guess. It was pretty damn real at the time. I saw these archways that stretched off into infinity, I suppose. And Jack's lips kept forming those words. The Mazamuda.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember it now.
Then that's where he's gone. I feel a lot better, don't you?
No.
You need another cup of coffee. Waiter? Waiter?
Yes?
More of the same.
More of the same.
This will be simple, Kelly. We can go back to Marrakesh. I can take a long hot bath. And we'll catch a bus for the Mazamuda. Aren't you going to talk to me anymore?
I was just recalling last night. The bells. Yeah, I guess we can go now.
I ordered more coffee. Oh, here he comes with it. Can you tell me in what direction is Mazamuda?
Sonny, I don't think he understands.
Do you know of the Mazamuda?
The Mazamuda?
Where is it? Where is the Mazamuda?
Where?
What city is it near?
Near?
Sonny, I think this...
He must understand. What direction do we go to get there?
You wish to go to the Mazamuda?
Yes, how do we get there?
Now,
don't you start that, too. What direction? You understand? Direction?
You want to know the direction to the Mazamuda?
That's right. Told you I'd find out, Kelly.
The Mazamuda in that direction.
That direction?
Yeah, that's where he pointed, Sonny. Straight up.
The most wonderful thing in the world is the success of a fool and the failure of a wise man.
Gonna die alone like that in stupid truth. But all around mechanically, rock from flowers, flowers. Here come baby Huey down the dusty silent road. While fighter planes roll by above, everything looks old.
Baby, do you want to dance?
Tomorrow used to be another day or so, somebody said. It ain't no more. You're an old fucking foop. It's finally kicking in. And things can only get worse. Dry patches dot your face. Your eyebrows grow out weird. Trim them good, bub, or look like some German expressionist kook. There are hairs on your fucking earlobes back so far you can't see them. Your eyes are so bad. Watch out, take care, or you'll chip another tooth on a bowl of banana flakes. Tea for Tuesday, don't forget, the day to take out the trash. Or is it Thursday? Old friends have had enough of you, and you've had enough of them. And on days like today, you can't wait for them all to be bones in the boneyard. Be patient, it'll come. And in the meantime, clothing calls.
It is my style. 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 My style. My style. My style. My style. Dial, 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 dial,
bed.
From Bedro Show. That was Pull the Truth by the Republic of Letters. Don't know where they're from, but bam, before that, 51 Feet, I know it's from New Orleans. And they did a tune called Style, It Is My, in parentheses. Before that, we had Geezerology by Richard Meltzer. Some spiel. Before that, Baby Huey, another parenthetical, Do You Want to Dance? By the Dim Stars, which had Richard Hell, Thurston Moore, Steve Shelley, and Don Fleming. And we started the third hour out with Part D of Moon Over Morocco. Jack is tripping hard. Okay, here's a bass player. I think he just passed away recently. But here's something from 1994, Peter Kowald, or Kowald, because he's a German. A lot from Pedro Show. Thank you. Watt from Pedro Show. That was the Germs of Media Blitz. Before that, we had Subterranean Homesick Blues, of course, Bob Dylan song done by Reverend Narby, but he's known here as Knob Dylan and his Knobsolites. From, is he, well, I think he's Milwaukee. He's, yeah, what was his, he had a zine in the old days. I can't think of its name. But it was great, I mean, like 20 years ago. And before that, we had a Montreal band, Hang On To Each Other. Well, that's the name of a tune. Idiot. Wow. Hang On To Each Other by the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tralala Band. And me? We started off...
Huh? Mouthful.
Mouthful. That was a band name I thought it was. Vasta East. I think that's what it is in German. Part 9. Peter Cavald started off. And solo stand-up there. What they call that? Extended... extended technique. Let's talk about things coming up.
So that's the official terminology for solo? Extended technique?
No, extended technique means you go beyond just plucking and even bow. It's like you play behind the bridge, you play above the nut, you put drumsticks in there, you beat on it with a wrench. I mean, you do things.
Pull out the stops.
That's beyond
normal usage.
Yeah, or accepted usage. Hey, we talked about the germs. I'm going to play with them. That's great, coming up. I forgot a song I wanted to bring and play. I'll do it next show. There's a Poughkeepsie band that Minutemen played with you a long time ago. But they're back together. They're called Agitpop. And they recorded something new. And they gave me a song, but I forgot to bring it. And it's really good. John DeFries, their guitar player, he wrote me a song called The Big Bang Theory. I still do. In fact, I'm going to do it with the Germs. That was so neat to get email from Pat Smear saying, hey, we want you in the second band.
Cool.
To play on our thing. Because Minutemen days, man, that was always a dream to play with the Germs, open up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we had just started as a band. Maybe I think we just got done with Punchline, recording the Punchline when Darby died. Maybe this day, same day or day before or after John Lennon got killed. It was right around there. A couple days after this. It was at the Starwood, but there's no more Starwood. It's a mall of strip mall. So it's going to be at the old Gazzari's, which is called the Key Club now. Kind of corny. It's all done up.
It's cheap.
A lot of cats in black with the walkie-talkie headphones playing authority role.
Yeah.
Which you love, isn't that a great environment to have fun at?
They're like little junior CIA type dudes.
Yeah. Little coily wire from behind the ear. But very excited. And of course, Pete and Jer. Although... back in the day, I don't know if Dean were even aware. Well, Jer was like about 12, so he probably wasn't so much. It's so funny about the second name guys, the original ones, Pete and Jer, they didn't really know punk. They heard about it a little bit, but they never really checked out the scene. And he turned them on to it and stuff, and then they liked a lot. I think Jer found out about alternative and stuff, but like early 90s.
And yeah, it was a mind opener when I went up to KXLU back then, 82, 83. Yeah, it just opened up that whole new world of music.
Yeah. Yeah, when Don Dalton was, when he had him as a guest, he was talking about it, because he's a year older than me. He just got a bad, idea of it from the beginning and never pursued it because of the sensationalist. But he's kicking himself. But his brother, it stripped me out. I didn't know Don was my age. You know, their ma was a librarian, right? So they were kind of clued in, but not all the way. Anyway, the end of November 19, 2005 edition of the Walk for Pedro show. It's been a great 3 hours with you, Brother Matt.
Excellent day.
Yeah, very warm. Must be in the high 70s or low 80s here.
Yeah, at least.
And very dry, no humidity.
It'll be sweet down in Brazil. Have a bitchin' time.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I'll talk about it next show. And hopefully, maybe we'll have John Jones. Okay, keep your powder dry.